And welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. And you can hear him between, what, 3 and 5 this afternoon filling in for Crudy. Yeah, you know, the thing I can't stand about moderate Democrats, and I kind of apply this to Gordon Hintz a little bit, or a lot bit, whatever, is the apathy towards that lower level in the economy that just doesn't seem to ever have a voice or access, right? Ah, apathy, the dessert of authoritarians and dictators. They love it when people just sit back and try and hang on to what they got and toe the line, right? I got mine, crowd. I'm not going to blow this. And people don't understand. You know, I argued with, I can't remember what thread it was on, because the person that I was, you know, I was arguing and debating with Gordon Hintz about Bernie Sanders versus the other candidates, and he told me that that was just asking for too much. And I basically said, you don't mind us, you know, giving you health care. You have access. And the conversation basically came to an end. And it was respectful, but it was, you know, me, I was kind of upset. And then I was upset with the guy that was on his post, because he started sounding like, you know, that high-ass Democrat, you know, funny, aren't you, picking on other Democrats and stuff, right? Let's go after, hey, man, you know, it's easy for Republicans to go after, like, AOC and the squad when you have moderate Democrats doing it, right? They're holding us hostage. Boy, I mean, I've heard it all. That to me, is what stops us every single time. In other words, if you don't elect progressives, you're going to get more of the same until we get a majority that can actually do the will of the people. Hey, we got somebody holding, right? I'm going to Rocky in Madison. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for your show, man. I like how you make good news. I like good news.
Right?
Positive thought.
Well, I'm trying to.
Positive message.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do it. You're doing a good thing.
Well, I've also had people say, do I ever say anything positive? When I'm talking about facts and reality, sometimes it's, you know, kind of negative.
Well, you go beyond that, though. You also focus on fixing it. And that's the important part there. You can't just, you know, you don't just say, this is bad. You try and think of ways to fix it, too. I like that.
I appreciate that, and that's because I'm not a politician. That's why I get so mad when people say, oh, you know, all you do, pizza boxes, talk about politics. And I'm like, it's personal to me, man. This ain't politics. I don't get paid to make these policies that you guys love so much.
Yeah, but you talk about nature, too, man.
Oh, nature's where it's at.
You bring nature into it. You bring in, you know, the sunny side of the street where the bird is, too, or the squirrel.
Yeah, hey, I just put out some cauliflower crackers for a squirrel yesterday. And you know what? Squirrels are funny. Well, all animals are. And we'll talk about that a little bit. And thank you for calling and participating again, Rocky. But after you do it a couple times, and they know your car. They know you when you pull up and get out of your car, and they start coming down the tree head first looking at you. They're not running away. They're coming to greet you. So they know. It doesn't take long for animals. I'm still mad that my mom let the neighbors talk her into trapping that woodchuck underneath the porch. But you know what? It's probably a good thing. It was taken to a woodchuck refuge. So I'm sure it's happy there with all the other woodchucks. But yeah, without nature, there's nothing. Unfortunately, I think there's a lot of people that, you know, feel like they can live without it. They must, because there's just high rise here, high rise there. Here, let's drain this marsh and put put a little mall in here that's going to fail after how many years. And then once it fails, just leave it there empty. I always wondered why those people that own those properties and they got to pay all the property taxes out, why not use that to help, you know, house people? Oh, boy. Your giveaway, right? And all the people that talk about, oh, you guys want your hand out and stuff like that. Guess what? Those are the guys that got their hands out the most. Just stealing it, though. They're not begging for it. They're stealing it. I was kind of bummed out this weekend. I didn't remember to, you know, get a 20 and change it into 4 or 5s when I'm working on the weekend. I run into people all the time that I know can use a 5. Did anybody else ever do that? I don't know. I know people do it, but you always hear these people talking about being Christians and this and that, but I watch you guys walk by on your way to church if somebody's asking for something. Don't even look at them. No. Oh, get all defensive and everything because you don't want to look at that, right? And that's where it all changed for me, people. They look at it, feel it, and become it, right? Empathy. Turn that apathy upside down. Turn it into empathy because we're going to need more and more of that to get through this. I miss my grandkids, man. And I, you know, tried to call my son. You know, I know they're busy. They're big family, right? Having a good time in Colombia. But they looked good. Oh, the four young ones just sitting there smiling. And I started feeling better again. It's a good thing I pulled back and started feeling my heart again. Because this last couple weeks, I've been, man, anger's just boiling up in me, right? And I'm taking it to the Capitol. And again, you know, there's people, they're going to confront me. Yeah, you know this and you know that. And talking about Voss taking $298,000 and Senator Joan Ballweg taking $560,000 for her, you know, big construction company, the PPP loans that I got, you know, booted off Facebook because I said this is just, you know, going to rich people, man. And yes, I found out it did go to some people. Of course, you have to mix in some of the reality with the fraud, right? But for Robin Voss to take that money and then, you know, 6 months later apply for forgiveness and taxpayers got to pay it back. Same thing with Baldwin. Now you got, you know, Representative Adam Jarkow. Oh, wait, he's no longer a representative. He's running for attorney general. He took $39,000 last year, got it forgiven. $38,000 this year, just waiting for it to be forgiven on the taxpayers. And they know it's going to you. How many Republicans know that? Do you think that's cool? I mean, do you think a guy that uses prison labor for his popcorn factory and has all kinds of violations for his, you know, slum in Whitewater, UW-Whitewater? People can argue, you know, that doesn't matter. We don't care about his personal life. Since when? Especially Republicans, you're always talking about, CJ will call me and tell me about personal responsibility. You don't even hold somebody like Robin Voss responsible, your leader. Oh, man, back to the phones. Terry, up north, welcome.
Yeah. You said it all, Peace Box. I don't know. I'm just going to chime in, but I don't know how to chime in because you said it all.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Season greetings, right?
Yeah, all that good stuff. Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me.
But, yeah. But anyway, getting back to nature for a little bit, I live on a dirt road. I get lots of dust. You know, in the summertime, and even now, because there's no snow up
right
here. And I'm north of Eau Claire, 56.
Oh, my God. You don't have any snow right now?
Not really. Just patches here and there.
Right, because it melted and got blown away when the wind came through. Mm-hmm. Jeepers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that power was out for like 10 hours, you know.
Wow.
But anyway, getting back to the nature thing, I like chicken, so I get the local wing joint, and I save the wings. So they don't seem to mind, the waitresses. They get me a go box to go, and I toss those wings, slow down with the car, of course, and the crows come in. They know exactly my vehicle. They come in. As soon as I drive off, there they are. So I've got them coming in. You know, every time I slow down, they know it's me, and they know they're getting a treat. So that's my connection with nature.
Hey, I appreciate that. Listen, and thanks for listening and calling, but crows are like, yes. And I'm going to tell you, Terry, it was probably 5-6 years ago, maybe a few more than that. I saw a murder of crows that had probably 100,000 crows. It was just, I'd never seen anything like it. You know, it was like years ago when the red-winged blackbirds would fly and you'd lay on your back for hours in the leaves, and back when nobody, you know, raked up all the leaves, you know, it's natural to leave them there unless you're, you know, trying to grow something, I guess. But the crows. And another thing, Terry, is once you said they know you, right? But once they've heard your voice, Crows remember people's voices. They can recognize you by your voice. So I use, you know, I do the ah, ah when they're doing it, and they look at me. Sometimes they fly over, you know, and then I talk to them. Hey, what's going on, guys? You know, because, yeah, I'm connected to that. We all, animals are beautiful, man. I love them. I just showed Luke a video of a chimp that was dying, 59 years old. They couldn't get her to eat or respond to anything. All of a sudden, here comes in this old guy, doctor, whatever his name was, gray flowing hair, you know, not, you know, down the backside like mine, but on the top of his head. And when this chimp realized who he was, and she starts smiling and yeah, yeah. And it just broke my heart. And she's rubbing his hair and patting him on the back of the head. And I just, oh, it was like sweet sadness, right? And then she laid back down and he rubbed her back and she died. But it was just so beautiful to see the joy on that chimp's face at a time like that. How much time for break? We've got quite a bit, right? 90 seconds. So, all right, I see that we've got Frank from Poinette. So hold on, Frank. When we come back from the break, I'll take your call. And then maybe we can get on to this, you know, beating on Joe Manchin. Because, I mean, I remember I got a call on my show. You know, I was this back in like March or April, and I'm just raging about Joe Manchin already, right? I've already seen this coming. And this guy's like, we got to stick together. And I'm like, well, that was one of those phone calls I couldn't hang on to, right? I was like, stick together? Tell Manchin to stick together with us, right? Well, I just seen that the there's like a coal industry coalition. Just send him a letter asking him, please reconsider what you're doing, sir. So, you know, for Joe Manchin to say that, you know, he tried everything he could do, he did. He tried everything he could do to make this not happen. And we're going to kick his ass when we come back from this next break.